Vayter in Shas. We are in Chulin. Daf Samach Zayin. Pigur Ban Samach Vavim Beis Bada Bam. The page 6 signs up from the bottom. We are in the middle of a back and forth here. We had brought a brice that it learns out that the heter of shrutzim that grow in a cistern from the when it says we have an extra wording over here that says this you may eat. Now we want to know why is that the case. Ve'ema, we could just say that we explain the pasuk as follows. B'mayim is klal. When it says word mayim, water, it's not specific to anything. It's a general principle over here. That fins and scales, a chiv, is any sort of water. But yamu and echalim prat. But then it says in the seas and in the streams, that's specific. Now it's limiting this idea of snapir v'kaskeses to things that are found in the seas and the streams. And then we have a klal uprat. Ein b'chlal el mashav prat. And we don't have in the klal, in the general thing, except for what's in the prat. Yomim Nechalim in, which means that only things that are found in the Yomim and Nechalim, yeah, then that you have the chiyuv of fins and scales. Ne'itzim b'charitzim, lo. But let's say these things that grow in ponds and canals, then these chiyuvim don't apply anymore. And therefore, we learn that even if there's no fins or scales, if these shrutzim that are growing in these type of ponds and canals, it's going to be mutter. And the ones that are in water that are contained in the cisterns are going to be mutter also. So why does everybody say in the pasuk, this you may eat, to matir the shrutzim in these boros? B'mayim chazav kalal. The answer is because the pasuk then throws another word, and that's the word b'mayim, in the water. Now you've changed of a klal prat to a klal prat uklal. I mean, trick klal li dismichal adadin. Oh, okay, actually, it turns out to be like this. Now that we have these sukkim have two klalim, we look at this as a klal, yeah, klal prat uklal. Hani trey, okay, period. Right? So therefore, the klal prat uklal is different than the klal prat. So the Gemara, but 1 second, hani trey klal li dismichal adadin. It's not klal prat uklal. It's a klal that's right next to another klal. It's a klal klal uprat. Amar Ravina, and he says, no, kedam b'marava. Kol makom shatamotzi shnei klalos hasmuchon zelazeh. Whenever you see two klals right next to each other, beep, turn the page. Samach zayin alaf. Hatel prat v'nein, you put the prat, the specific one in between them. V'dunem b'chlal prat uklal. You judge them as a klal prat uklal. That is the rule of klal prat uklal. B'mayim, when it says water, klal, b'yamu v'nechalam prat, b'mayim chazu v'kalal, and klal prat uklal, yitadana kena prat, ma prat, mefarsh mayim novim, just like the specific thing that the seas and the streams is clearly water that's coming from a wellspring, af kol mayim novim, so to any water that's coming from a wellspring. My Rabbi, what's it coming to include, when he's saying, snepir and kaskasas, charitzin eitzin lizur, it's coming to teach, it's including the canals and ponds that Asering shrutzim that grow in them. My mute, and what's it coming to be? Mamayit, right? Every klal prat uklal is coming to be mamayit something. Boris sichem aoris latera. It's coming to exclude these things like pits and ditches and caves that's going to matter shrutzim that go and they grow in them. In fact, the Gemara Ve'ema, why don't we say ma prat mefarsh mayim gedilim al gabe karka? Just like the prat, the seas and the streams, is clearly said as water that's accumulated on the ground. Af kol mayim gedilim al gabe karka. So to everything like that, my rabbi, what's it coming to include by saying snapir and kaskasas? I feel boris sichem aoris leisur. It's asking them as well. My meat, what's coming to mayit? Meat kalim is coming to exclude only kalim. The water is detached from the ground. So only shrutzim that they're growing in kalim are going to be mutter, but those that are in ground cisterns are going to be aser. Imkain tochlu mayahanile. So what would the pasuk? What was the teacher? It says this you may eat. What's that coming to? What would that be? Helping, what's it accomplishing? Says Rashi, meaning to say, Balav Iu Nami, without that, Kalim Lo Mitzri, Daha Lo Damu Lo Prat, B'midi, it's not similar to the Prat at all, Ella Lav Tochu Lo Mishre Boris, it must be coming to include Boros also. Lameimra, Dalo Tarbi, B'ba'in a Prat, B'ke'in a Prat, Ella Charitzin, Eitzin, the Damule, B'shneit Stadim, it's similar on both sides. Okay. Now we have another way of understanding all these pesukim is the very small tana, b'mayim, shtei pavim, it says water two times, two times, one after the other, and only after it says the prat of in the seas and in the streams. Ain't a klal prat, that's not klal prat. Elo ribo miet, it's known as a ribo miet. This is a case of amplifying and limiting. Ba mayim riba, in the water has come to amplify. And then when it says in the season of streams, it's limiting. Ba mayim chazariba, then it says mayim again, it's coming to marbe. And what's this? This is a riba made for riba. And the din is that riba kol, whenever you have something which is an amplification and then limiting and then amplifying again, it's coming to include everything except that which is completely not connected. Nothing, which is totally unlike this limitation in the season of the streams. My rabbi, so therefore what's included in this snappy of It's included canals and ponds that are going to be usher, meaning if you have shwats and they grow in them. My meat, what's coming to be my mite, when it says, you know, Sapirin Kaskasis, Boris Sikhim Oris Latera, and that is coming to exclude pit stitches and caves, it's mattering shratzim that grow on them. Ema, said the Gemara, hold on, we could say, my Reba, what's it coming to include? What's included in this Sapirin Kaskasis thing is Boris Sikhim Oris Yisura. Those things are going to be us that grow on them. My Miet Kalim is coming to my Kalim, so only shratzim that are growing Kalim are going to be there, but those that grow in these Boris, these in ground sisters are going to be us there. Says Gemara, M. Cain, if that's really true. In fact, the Gemara, M. Cain, if that's really the case, if that were to be true, Tochlu Maya Hanile, then what was this phrase, this you may eat, accomplishing? So if they exclude even Boros from the Chiyav of Snapirva Kaskasis, fins and scales. What do you mean? Let's just flip it around, this mashmos, and say that bor is included in the chiyuv of Snapirva Kaskasis, and the pools are excluded. Kidetani Matisya. No, it's like Matisya taught. The Tani Matisya Bar Yehuda. My voice was Borosichanum Oros. Why do you decide to include these things that they're mutter from the shvatzim shtickle? Lahotzi charitin itzin leisura, excluding canals and ponds, asring their shvatzim, and that they have to have fins and scales. Marbani boris uchazmaros, shehein atsurin kekelim. Why don't we, really, I would go and include the boris uchazmaros, because they are contained like the waters of Kalim, and exclude canals and ponds from the Heter, because they're not contained like Kalim. Frankly, Gemara, hi sasum v'hai mefurish. Rashi says, Darmin le'an sabavavim be'ez, whole of a hitir b'sasum, v'hitir b'mefurish. That is that things that are sasum that are not explicit, and things that are mefurish straight up. Pli yibar of achav ravina. Chadama one says yesh lo mefurish, that the positive mitzvah, the mitzvah say, which says that we can eat that which does have a fin and scales, and it's mashma that we can't eat the others in the seas and in the streams. That's straight up. That's mefurish, excluding the other bodies of water. Comes clear from the mitzvah say ve'ein lo sasum, and the mitzvah lo sase, which doesn't say that we can't eat that which does not have a fin and scale in the seas and the streams, is sasum. The exclusion of the of other bodies of water from the mitzvah lo sase is sasum. It's not mefurish. V'chanan one says ein lo mefurish, the mitzvah lo sase, which does not. Which says that we may not eat that which doesn't have snapirvikas kasis in the sea and the streams is mefurish. V'yesh lo sasam, but the mitzvah say, which says that we can eat that which does have snapirvikas kasis, as mashma that we can't eat other things in the seas and the streams, is indistinct, is sasam. The exclusion of other bodies of water is more clear in the lo sase than in the ase. My time of the mandam yesh lo mefurish, what's the reason of the one that says that the mitzvah say, which says that we can eat that which has napirifikas kasis, a mashma that we can't eat other things in the seas and the streams, is more distinct in its exclusion of the other bodies of water. Amalchai, he would say, minei hu dekamish drukelim. It's from this pasuk that we see clearly that shvatzim that are born into kelim are mutter. My time in the Manda Amar Ein Mefurish. What's the reason of the one who says that the Mitzvah Lo Sasim, which says that we can't eat that which doesn't have Snapirvikas Kesas in the season of the streams, is more distinct
and its exclusion of other parts, other bodies of water. The high hu de kamocha chayech. It's because this pasuk with the mitzvah losa says what demonstrates the real meaning of the other pasuk that has a mitzvah say that it's coming to matir things that grow in the key in the kli even when they don't have fins and scales. Dimeach, because if we would have brought only the mashmos from the other pasuk of the mitzvah say havamina, that I would have said that in reference to the seas and the streams, when a creature has fins and scales, you can eat it. The kalim, those that grow in kalim, afagav de isle nami lo sechel, even if it has fins and scales, you're not able to go and you can't eat it. So the pasuk with the lo sase is more clear, and it's excluding the kalim from the iser of those that don't have fins and scales. Now, to matir, to eat shrutzim that grow in kalim or in burrows, applies only when they have water. Not only when they have water, but when they have other liquids also. Amar Rav Huna, lo lishbe inish shechar betzivyasa beurta. One should not pour beer through a sifter of wood chips at night. How come? Because dilma parish la'el mitzivyasa. Maybe a worm is going to come apart from the beer and crawl in the chips for a moment, v'chadr nafil l'kras, and fall back into the cup in the darkness. I'm not going to notice. And therefore, v'avi over mishum sheretz ha-sheretz ha-aretz, you're going to be over the iser of eating a sheretz ha-sheretz ha-aretz, where it wouldn't be a problem if you had it directly drinking it. But here, it crawled on the ground, it became aser. Yachi b'man anami, if that's really true, then what do you mean? Even when it's not trained, it's in the kli, it should be aser, because still a parcel daftan t'man of v'chadr nafil l'man, maybe the worm left the beer and attached to the kli and fell back in, and therefore it's usher. So it's going to hasam hainu revise. There, the inside wall of the kli is part of the worm's, like where it's from, natural habitat. As long as it remains inside that kli with the beer, whatever the drink is, it's like it never left the drink. And therefore, it's not going to be a problem. It's going to be mutter. Umina Timri, from where do we learn to say this distinction with the inside of the kli and some other thing like wood chips? The time was in a brisa. Binan the rabbis borsi hiraris. How do we include these things that are smutter, even the shrutzim that grow in the water that's in the pits, ditches, and caves? Shoshosa v'shosa man. Shoshocha v'shosa man. You can bend down, you can drink from them. Ve'enu nimna. And you don't have to hold back from doing it because of the larva that's in them. Tamalomer. Tochlu mikol shabayim. You can eat anything that's in the waters over there. Okay, so Velechus Dilma Paris Ladafna Vadanafil, shouldn't we worry that maybe it came and separated and it touched the wall, then it fell back in? Elahainu Rabise, that must be the Chiddush over here is coming to tell me. Elahainu Rabise, that is its natural habitat. That's where it lives, and therefore it's going to be fine. Elahainu Rabise, here too also, the wall of the Kli is also its natural habitat. Amr Le, Rav Chista, the Rav Huna, Tanya the Messiah, we have a Bryce which actually supports this idea. Kola Sheretz HaSheretz HaLaretz, Larabos Yaf, Chushin Shisinanon. But it says Kol, everything is coming to include the gnats, the larval gnats that were filtered out of the wine, making them to fall into the Isser again, Shrutzim that creep on the ground. Taima, the Sinanon, that's because you sifted it. You filtered it. Halosin on Shari, but had you not done that, that would be mutter to drink the wine. So we see, even though it's mutter to have insects that germinate in the beverage, they grow in the beverage, once it gets separated with any solid thing outside, they become usher. Omar Shmuel says, the Hilgus Shmuel, Kishus Shehitlia, if you have a cucumber that became wormy, beep, turn the page, beep, turn the page, almost like a base. Be'ibea, when it was still attached to the ground, this is ba'od the mechuberes sheretz ha'aretzi, right? Still attached to the ground. Assuming shem sheretz sheretz ha'aretz, it's considered like it's part of the ground. Lemi messiah lay behind uchada that was taught in the brisa al ha'aretz. The Torah asks is a sheretz that creeps on the ground. Lahotzi as a zizin shabbat adoshin. This is coming to exclude the iser of the gnats that are found in lentils. V'seitushim shabik sheb. Bichlesim, and the gnats that are found in chickpeas. Vitolas, Shabbat Tamarim, Vishabbat Grogros. The worms that are found in dates and in figs. These are excluded because they they grew in the produce and they actually went in the ground. Tiny Dorch, another bride says, it's called a short shorts alarats, which means Larabas Talashabi Ikre Zesum Shibre Gafanim, including worms that are found in the stems of olives and of grapes. Now, with these worms, they're usser, even though they never crawled on the ground. So these two brises are, it seems like a stira. My lav, vidi vidi bepera. It must be that these brises are talking about insects that develop in the fruit itself. Fabi bad. The other one's talking about that it's the brise that answers them are those that develop while the fruit is still attached to the ground on a tree. And the other one is talking about when it's not attached to the ground of the tree. So the brisa asers, the insect supports Shmuel's teaching that worms which develop an attached plant are aser. Of the ground low, both of them are talking about attached to the ground of the tree. Velokasha. Habapera, one of them, the brisa, it matters, the insect is talking about that they're in the fruits. And habi lanagufa. The other one, the asers, is talking about when it's in the tree itself. They can also make that inference from the fact that it says the katani tolash shib ikri zesim shib ikri ufanim shmamina. It's like the actual tree itself. So we see coming out of here shmamina that the latter brisa which asks them is talking about that in the trees, not in the fruits. Therefore, it does not support Shmuel. Now, even though Shmuel asks insects that grow into attached fruits, everyone's masculine, that those that grow in detached fruits are going to be mutter. Even these insects are going to become usher when they come out and they crawl into the ground. Now we're going to see a bunch of questions are going to come about this. Boy of Yosef. Parsha umay somehow, let's say it came out from the fruit and it died immediately when it touched the ground before it was able to crawl on it. What's going to be the din? Miksa somehow, let's say only part of the worm came out and came out from the fruit to the ground, but the other part was still in the fruit. What's the din? Lavir olamah, what happened if it came out to the open air but never reached the ground? What's going to be the din? Teiku. Boy Ravashi Legag Tamarmao, of the worm that grew inside of a detached date, came out to the roof of the date, what's going to be the date? It's talking about any part of the date's outer surface. Legag Gar Inasa Mao, if it came out within the pit of the date where it grew to the roof of the pit, but still sitting inside, what's going to be the din? And Mitmar Latmar Mao, what happened if it made a tunnel from one date to another and never left? The dates, what's going to be the din? Teiku. The Gemara says, great question. We don't know. Tell Eliyahu Anavi. Omar Rav Sheishes, Pered Ravidi, Kukiani Asire, the Kukiani worms that infest the livers and lungs of animals, they are usher to eat. By time and why? Me'olma usher, because they come from outside of the animal, they don't grow inside of the animal. And therefore, it's like a regular sheretz. Maske Fla Rav Ashi, Ime'olma usher, that's where it came from. Then they should be found in the animal's digestive tract. Since they're not found there, so we must think, it must come that they actually grew in the animal's flesh itself, and since they never left under the ground, they should be mutter. Igadami, some say, Amar Rav Shisha Bered Ravidi, Kukiyani Sharu, really they're mutter. My time, a why? Mine Gavlis, because they're formed from the animal itself, they grow in its flesh, and they never actually went on the ground. Amar Avashi Pshita Di Me Alma Kaasu. It's obvious because if they came from outside, L'shtach Derech Bisrei, and they should have been found in the digestive tract, so therefore it must be that actually, So she didn't really say anything. V'Hilchasa Kukiyani Asiri Maitaima. Minam noyim va'ayelulei usim, because actually came from the outside. When the animal is sleeping, they come in through the nostrils of the animal, and from there they make their way down the lungs and the liver. And since they're not eaten, they go past the digestive tract, and that's why they never found there. Tolayim, when it comes to worms, darni debisa sire, larva found in meat, or usher, even if they never leave the area. It's talking about this larva that found under the skin of animals and fish, between the skin and the flesh. Yeah, gross. But the cavre, if it's found in fish, then shayon, then they are mutter. Amar la Ravina lime. Ravina said to his mama when she found larvae in the fish that she was preparing, av. She said, avla leave ana echel. She says, like, mix them into the fish for me, so I'm not going to be disgusted by it, and I'll go and I'll eat it. Rashi says, the kavri betocha dagim, tini osam shelo erev akutzbam. I want to be, like, disgusted by it. Right? So it doesn't mean that she should remove them and then mix them in, because take them out, then you made a muster. It just means, like, blend them in without taking them out in the first place. Amar le Rav Misharshia b'reid Rav Achad Ravina. How is this different than that which is learned in a brisa of Esniv Lossam Tishaketsu, when it says, and you shall L'rabas Esadronim Shebebehema. When the pasuk says "v'snim v'losa tishaketsu," that literally, and you shall abominate their carcass, it's coming to include the larva that's found in the animals within the iser. Let the larva and fish also be included in that. What's mattering the behema? The shchita is mattering it. So anything that grows from within the animal can itself become mutter only through shchita. V'hani, but these that are in the animal's flesh, I mean the lo kamahani lose shchita, since the animal shchita is not helping them, be sarai kaim, and they remain in their state of iser. Odagam asifa ba'almishter, they're mutter just by gathering them up. That's a sifasan du shchitasan. V'hani, and therefore the larvae that are in the flesh of the fish. When they're formed in heter. There's no chiv of shchita, and therefore they're going to be mutter to be eaten. Tanur banan. Holy chal gachom. When the pasuk says everything that creeps on its belly, you can't eat. Zanachos talking about the snake. Kol l'rabba sa shilshul v'sadome l'shilshul. That's including the earthworm, and that's something which is similar to the earthworm. Al arbo, when it says, and everything that walks on four, ze akrav, that's talking about the scorpion. Even though it has eight legs, four of them are the dominant walking legs. Koholech, and then it walks on. The rabbi says a chipushis, the esadom of the chipushis. It's talking about the beetle, and something that's similar to it. Modern Hebrew, I think the chipushit is what's that little thing called? It's red and black. Ladybug. Anyway, okay, the beetle. Marba raglayim, when the pasukim says anything, it's including anything with a lot of legs, then nadal, something with a centipede. Ad kol, when it says until everything is coming, the rabbi says adome ves adome ledome. Something which included something which is similar to the centipede, and it's just similar to the, something similar to it. Here it goes, similar to similar to similar. Tanya willington abai serbios, ibn durmaski somer, livyasan dagtar, who the livyasan is a kosher fish. Shenemar, as it says, gava fike maginim. His pride is in the strength of his shields. Pasuk in the Yov, tachtov chadudei chares. Under him are pointed shards. Afike maginim elu kaskasim shebo. The strength of his shields is talking about the scales. Hashun tachtov chadudei chares elu snapir shaperech mem. And the things that are pointed shards is talking about the fins that he swims. With which he swims, since the Leviathan has fins and scales, therefore it is a kosher fish. And with that we say, Hajan Allah Elu Trefus, and the lalalai, eh, and the lalalai, oh, mazel for finishing the third parak. Remember we said Hajan Allah, so let's go back to the beginning of the third parak. And what do we say over there? Way back in the Membes, Elu Trefus of Hema, these are the Trefus of Hema. Okay, my friends, we are Yotze Zion, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you a mazel tov and a great, great day.